welcome Fiona Scott-Norman! Well, I probably have made a category error by actually preparing some material tonight. Hi! My name's Fiona and I'm delighted to be here at the Green Left debate where we answer the big questions. By what mechanism is Peter Dutton, that grey-faced, undead, racist piece of shit, able to move around freely during daylight without bursting into flames? It's the greatest achievement of the Albanese government to make us stand with our head quizzically to one side like a golden retriever pondering which hand the treat is in, repeating to ourselves, sure, they've approved or extended 8 fossil fuel projects since they got in and are still humping up against coal like a hormonal dog despite the world burning, but he's still better than Scott Morrison, right? And if Amazon is flooded with unintelligible fake Dan Brown novels generated by AI, who can tell? Today we are on the affirmative team. We on the affirmative team are arguing that we should welcome our AI overlords. Of course we are. When AI takes control and transforms humanity into a flesh battery farm to power its war machines, we will be on record as being on their side. The rest of you are going to be harvested like so much krill and turned into lubricant for robots, a tube of which is kept by Mrs. Dutton in her bedside drawer. Also, the affirmative team will win, of course, because the question is rhetorical and redundant. Should we welcome our AI overlords? Of course! I mean, they're already here. It's just good manners, even if they aren't invited. I was raised to be polite and bring out the nice crockery for guests and the top shelf biscuits. Kingston's. Replaying ways I may have offended a guest is one of the things which wakes me up in the middle of the night. That and a bladder full of wee. In the spirit of self-disclosure, I am a postmenopausal woman with impulse urination problems. Yeah, baby. Which means that I understand urgency in a way that Albo wearing a Rio Tinto t-shirt clearly doesn't. But am I right, ladies? Yes, thank you. The men are maybe making faces at the phrase impulse urination, like that is not a problem, because A, they never have to queue, and B, the world is their toilet. But we're not here this evening to dwell on my moist gusset. Although it's interesting how the palatability of that phrase shifts as you age. Hello, lads. Nor on the insistency of my need to pee, which now arrives unexpectedly and violently out of nowhere, like Northern Territory police smashing down the front door of my bladder, as though it hides a 12-year-old Indigenous kid who they suspect has stolen a packet of biscuits. Raise the age, people! But the release of AI feels overwhelming. I get that. News Corp are currently using AI to generate about 3,000 local Australian news stories a week. AI-generated content was used to influence people during the lead-up to the referendum. All the more reason to embrace it, I think. The No campaign welcomed AI with open arms, and they won. Let's create some deep fake videos of our own. Maybe Peter Dutton showing empathy. Barnaby Joyce being faithful. If we acknowledge that the majority of the Herald Sun and online content is written by bots, well, to me that relieves us of the obligation to read it. AI is out of the box now and, we might as well try and harness it. And that is the important thing to do. Not just kind of, give up and sit there watching Succession in our underwear, idly snacking on our own nose goblins. The knowledge that we can change the world is the power behind all great human achievements. Really? Wow, okay. All right, well, Walt Disney said, if you dream it, you can do it. Businessman W. Clement Stone said, aim for the moon. If you miss, you may hit a star. Clement was a good businessman, but a terrible astronomer. The moon is 385,000 kilometers away, and the closest star, 150 million kilometers. What a duffer. Then there's Harriet Tubman. She was an African-American woman born into slavery who escaped and went back 13 times to rescue 70 enslaved family and friends. She said, every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. I've got a whole lot of stuff here which I don't have time to say. So, a bit more. What are you going to do? Wrestle me to the ground? Come on, Tom, you big man. All right. A parable attributed to both George Bernard Shaw and a Cherokee elder goes like this. Inside of me, there are two dogs, a white dog and a black dog. They fight all the time. And he was asked which dog wins. And he reflected for a moment and replied, the one I feed the most. Most of us live our lives based on throwaway comments someone made to us when we were like eight, suggesting that we were, you know, not able to play the piano or maybe a bit chubby. And we do not have to live our lives that way. We can choose. Do we feed the black dog or the white? Do we choose to transform the AI or not? In Melbourne, at the cricket, security guards have gone through a period of getting people to assume this position, to pat them down before they go in to see whether or not they're carrying weapons. And there was a story a father recounted of how he was going into the MCG, and a little boy, was also asked by the guard to hold their arms out like this. And the little boy, recognizing the position, enthusiastically hugged the security guard. So I just think that's feeding the white dog, and real people doing real things with each other are going to allow us to harness AI, and we might as well make the most of it while we've got it. Thank you.